Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, November 10th, 2025. Today, we're picking up where we left off on Friday. Maine Equal Justice Advocacy and Program Director Kathy Kilrain Del Rio speaking on the situation with SNAP benefits in Maine, recorded at a press conference last Thursday.
But one thing I want to make sure we don't do is pit people who need health care against people who need SNAP. And that's one thing that we've seen some politicians doing. And we really want to say that's a false choice. The decision to cut health care that led to the government shutdown was made because we chose to give tax cuts to the wealthiest people in our country, while other people can barely afford to keep a roof over their head or food on their table. The shutdown isn't pitting people who need health care and people who need food assistance against each other. And in many cases, those are still the same people. What we're doing is pitting rich people against everyone else. And we really need to stop doing this. While this is absolutely a failure of the federal government to do its job in making sure people have these benefits that they are eligible for and meeting all the requirements for, we have put out a call to the state to do what it can to make up the difference in terms of the shortfall for people. So it's complicated in terms of trying to make sure that we continue to tell the federal government do the right thing, but also knowing that if they're going to fail in doing their job, we do need the state to step up and do all it can to meet people's needs. And that might include the governor declaring an emergency or trying to find other ways to spend money that her administration has access to. But it could also mean the legislature coming in for a special session and choosing to appropriate money to meet the shortfall for families.
I also want to read one question in the chat from Amy. Are you aware of any grocery stores in Maine that were planning to offer discounts to people who have SNAP until the Trump administration sent a letter forbidding that?
That's a great question. I'm not personally aware of grocery stores that were planning to do that, though I know many of our local businesses across the state are trying to figure out ways to help people. I do want to just note that it's really frustrating to see the Trump administration make the choice to only send partial benefits and then saying that it will punish stores that try to help people with that less amount of money to be able to purchase what they need. You know, there are rules around making sure that you're not charging people with SNAP a different price than you're charging people paying with other means. But the intent of those rules is really to make sure we're not overcharging people with SNAP, right? Like, those rules are in place to make sure people aren't trying to take advantage of folks utilizing SNAP. They are not meant to make it harder for people utilizing SNAP to get the help that they need. And this guidance from the Trump administration is blatantly trying to make it harder for people to get food with already reduced resources. So it's, again, more harm for the sake of harm when they have other tools that they could use to get money to people to make sure they can fully meet their needs. We have already been seeing so many people struggle even before this. And so while we're so grateful that everyone is stepping up and trying to do the best they can, the real fix is that we need the federal government to send out the full benefits for SNAP. And if they continue to refuse to do their job, or if this continues to drag on for another month or longer, we don't know how long this will go on. All of this uncertainty is creating so much stress for families, so much stress for seniors, so much stress for people with disabilities. And if the federal government won't act, then we do need the state to try to do what it can to make up the difference.
That was Kathy Kilrain Del Rio of Maine Equal Justice speaking at a press conference last Thursday. This was part two of two. If you missed Friday, you can hear more of what she had to say. That's on the archives at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.